This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal re-elected as chairperson of CPN Unified Socialist. Rashtriya Swatantra Party and CPN Unified Socialist to continue their support to current government. Health Ministry reports more than 1,400 cases of dengue infection in 73 districts. And United Kingdom holding general election called by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Now the news in detail. Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal has been re-elected as the chairperson of the CPN Unified Socialist. Leader Nepal unanimously became the chairperson in the ongoing 10th General Convention of the party today. Similarly, leader Ghanasyam Bhusal has been elected as the General Secretary of the party, while leader Jhanalal Khanal has been picked up as the respected leader. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the CPN Unified Socialist have clarified that they will continue their support to the current government. Chief Whip of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Santosh Parwiyar, said ministers representing the party in the present coalition government would not immediately resign from their posts. He added that they decided not to tender their resignation for the time being after the discussion held with Prime Minister Dahal today. Chief Whip Parwiyar further stated that the Rashtriya Swatantra Party decided to support the government until the Prime Minister faces the Parliament, respecting the constitutional rights. They urged the Prime Minister to face the Parliament at the earliest. Likewise, CPN Unified Socialist has decided to give a vote of confidence to Prime Minister Dahal. Talking to media persons today, party General Secretary Ghanasyam Bhusal said they will not withdraw their support to the current government. Meanwhile, leader Ashok Rai-led Janata Samajwadi Party has decided to support the new coalition formed between the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML. Janata Samajwadi Party General Secretary Mohammad Istiak Rai said the party would support the agreement between the two major parties of the House of Representatives. Meanwhile, the CPN-UML has drawn the attention of the government not to carry out any works that will have long-term impact. Issuing a press release today, the CPN-UML urged the Prime Minister not to carry out any works that would have long-term impact, saying the government has been reduced to a minority status after the UML withdrew its support to the government. Likewise, the UML has once again requested Prime Minister Dahal to participate in the process of forming a government of national consensus. President Ramchandra Podwal has assigned Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda himself to look after the ministry portfolios handed by 8 ministers representing the CPN-UML in the existing Council of Ministers. The Office of the President informed that the President assigned the portfolios to Prime Minister himself on his own recommendation today. 8 ministers representing the CPN-UML resigned from their post yesterday. The Health Ministry has reported that the dengue has spread to 73 districts. According to the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division of the Department of Health Services under the Health Ministry, 1,432 people have been infected with the dengue in 73 districts. Mustang, Dolpa, Humla and Jumla are the 4 districts of the Karnali province where dengue has not been confirmed yet as per the division. Kathmandu and Japa have been highly affected by the dengue infection. Minister for Youth and Sports Biraj Bhaktasrestha has shared that the Sports Ministry has allocated 43.4 million rupees for the preparation of international level sports competitions, including the Paris Olympics. During the discussion on a preparation bill in today's meeting of the National Assembly, Minister Shrestha mentioned that special training would be imparted to more than 200 athletes of national level 10 games for the grand international sports competition. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal, and it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ।
1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्।
समस्या पोस्टपेडमा नि आयो।
1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्।
ओहो सम्झे, प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिएको थियो।
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now, the remaining news. Minister for Forest and Environment Nawal Kishore Saha Sudhir has pledged to make efforts for Nepal's access to global climate finance with a focus on mitigation of climate change impacts. Responding to related concerns raised in the National Assembly meeting today, the minister said the government was committed to taking a leading role in accelerating the flow of climate finance and coping up with climate change implications in the mountains. The minister highlighted the need for collective efforts to address the impact of climate change, a global concern. Three girls died after drowning in a pond at Dhanauji Rural Municipality 5 in Dhanusa today. The police informed that three girls aged 10 to 12 years drowned while swimming in the pond this afternoon. The deceased have been identified as local Muskan Khatum, Jinat Khatum and Ajmeri Khatum. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Polls are open in the United Kingdom for the country's first parliamentary election in almost 5 years. British voters are heading to the polls Thursday for a crucial general election that is being seen as a referendum on 14 years of conservative rule. Britain is going to the polls at a time when public dissatisfaction is running high over a host of issues. The snap vote called by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is being held months earlier than necessary and caught much of his party by surprise. According to the BBC, millions of people are voting in the UK general election, with polls open until 10 PM Britain Standard Time. The opposition Labour Party suffered its worst defeat since 1935 in the last general election, but has since rebuilt itself under the leadership of Keir Starmer. US President Joe Biden has admitted he screwed up in last week's debate against leader Donald Trump, but has vowed to fight on in the election race and move to reassure key allies. According to the BBC, President Biden told a Wisconsin radio station that he made a mistake with his stumbling performance, but urged voters to instead judge him on his time in the White House. Pressure on leader Biden to drop out has only grown as more polls suggest his Republican rival Trump's lead has widened. A New York Times poll conducted after the debate, which was published on Wednesday, suggested Trump was now holding his biggest lead yet at 6 points. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Koshi province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal re-elected as chairperson of CPN Unified Socialist. Rashtriya Swatantra Party and CPN Unified Socialist to continue their support to current government. Health Ministry reports more than 1,400 cases of dengue infection in 73 districts. And United Kingdom holding general election called by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.